Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
That's all I want to do is make it happen. This is a new version as we move in our different realm regardless of our talk show. This is Happy Hour. And I want you to just be comfortable because we're just going to talk about various topics. We're not going to just focus on one particular, even though we have a title on this showing why are people so mad. We want you to just talk about everything you feel. It's open mic. We're going to work within the FCC rules and not step outside of that. Again, I'm Dr. Rosa D. Smith, and I'm the host of a Happy Hour Talk. It's an opportunity to just talk about topics just on your mind. That's what it's all about. It's talking about what may be bothering you. We just want to hear from you. So we put out a link on our advertising through Facebook, Instagram, along with LinkedIn. We didn't put one on Twitter, but we always post something. You can go to our call-in number. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about why everyone is mad, or just a topic. You may want to talk about relationships. You may want to talk about finance. You might want to talk about social issues. Whatever it may be, you have this opportunity. So when we press 1, we'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and he talks on the Happy Hour. I actually take an opportunity now. The Happy Hour is all about getting you a libation, get you something to chew on, because you just may have come in, you want to relax, get in your recliner, and just listen to the show. And if you feel like you want to share something, you have that opportunity. We have Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. We also have Instagram. That's the Partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Let me take this opportunity to give a shout out to those, what we call the organization that was founded, the babies, or whatever you want to call it, January. And we want to give a shout out to those brothers, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, on January the 5th. They recognized a Founders Day. Also, it was Dr. Carver Day as well. Along with an opportunity on January 9th, you have the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated celebrating their 109th anniversary, and we're excited about having that opportunity to give 109 years to the success of our community, because we're here to serve your community. Then you come later in the week, you have the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. They're coming before you, and they're going to be jumping out here. I want to say the 13th. Then we have exciting the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, because we have members of each one of those organizations, a co-host on our team. I wanted to do this right now and give a shout-out to each and every one of them. Then also on the 16th, you have the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Founders Day on the 16th. So we just want to celebrate. We want you to be in support of those organizations. If you're a member of those organizations, give yourself a shout out and type it in there, put it in, because you have that opportunity. As I was saying, with Instagram, we're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. If you want to follow that channel, a lot of our things are posted there. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. If you want to check us out on the web link, you have that opportunity. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we're also being broadcast on Zoom. You have an opportunity. I post a link out there. And if you, even on Instagram, you have an opportunity to click the link. Let's talk. And when you say you want to be admitted, I'll make sure you admitted into the situation. Let me tell you, this is truly a great opportunity. On Friday afternoon, everybody is breaking it down, laying it down. Just want to be a part of, you know, a weekend of relaxation. There's a lot of things that's happening. It may relate even to our topic, which is an open mic situation. I just gave a title, and it's Why Are People So Mad? Why is everybody so mad? What are they mad about? Why are people so mad? You may can blame it on the pandemic. You can just blame it on just human nature. Whatever it may be, we want to talk about it today. Any topic you want to focus on, we can focus on relationship. We had a topic the other night, toxic relationship. You want to talk about that. You want to talk about marriage. You know, if you want to talk about economics, education, whatever it may be, this is your opportunity. I'm saying Meek0514, thank you for joining us. She's starting to follow Zeta Phi Sigma Grima with the number 10. We also will take an opportunity at the 30-minute hour, which is between segments, and we want to give away our 5-night, 6-day trip, Cancun, Mexico. But let me make sure I get this clear. You want to register. You want to email me your name and a means of transaction. We do a couple things through our giveaway. We try to make sure we give back. We have these raffles that include books from some of the authors who's been on the show, along with we have gas vouchers, food vouchers. We have just gift cards. And we have some awesome sponsors. But like I said today is going to be focusing on going to Cancun. And we're going to pay for the 5 nights there. But you have to manipulate in the next 18 months. If you're the winner, we'll be raffling it off. We're going to do it at 40. And if you're the winner and you have to manipulate your flight there or your ship or whatever you do, your cruise, whatever it is. But you have 18 months. Once you activate, you have 18 months. There is an activation fee that goes along with it. So we're so excited. I like to just show it. And we have Sexy Sigma joining us to be a part. Thank you, my brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. This is the voucher right here. You can win this voucher at 4:30, 5:30. Let me get it right. That's 6:30 if you're on the East Coast, 3:30 on the West Coast. So make sure you're ready by registering. Send me your name, email your name. Let me know if you're here live. Please let me know that you have sent that to me. Don't just expect me because I want to have it before 5:30, before we begin to raffle off this 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun where we take care of the hotel's costs, you know, per night. This is a value. As I look at the information on here, the voucher is the cost of it is right at about $1,200. See, this is we want to give back. The retail value of this hotel cost here to Cancun is $1,294. So you have an opportunity to be a part of it. If I don't have your cash out, if I don't have your name, along with your cash out, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, get it into me as soon as possible because we're going to be moving forward. We'll be constantly giving away, but this is our major holiday gift we wanted to give. Yes, we're into January. It was set for doing it during the holidays, but during the time I wanted to broadcast, I took that booster shot, that number 4, the 4th shot, which is the second booster, and then it kept me down. The voice was not able to articulate. And other things were going on, but I'm feeling a lot better now. So we're going to have an awesome time today. See, it's all about relaxing. It's all about having a true good time at what we're doing. So we're going to just kind of put a little soft music on, and we're going to go through our show. If we get it to pop up like it's supposed to, we're working on it. That's going to be awesome. Have an awesome time. So, last call. Why are you so mad? You're not mad. But you make those fellas who constantly upset. Someone who always got something to say about everything. If any new thing will cause them to upset, make them fall. Again, we're live on the game. You can be a part of it. I can go into each one of the sites that you have. If your own Blog Talk Radio, which is WDSW Radio, we get to that takeaway number one. You will just have to work through this process. You have to call in numbers. You can call it. Just will be on Zoom. You will look to stay with some of it. You look to have an awesome time. We got more to put as much in so we can get a lot of out. This is interactive. You want to be interactive with people. You want to talk. What's your thought on this Friday evening? While we're pushing through, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We have quite a few sponsors who take time to give to this radio station so we can have our giveaway. We want to give a shout out to TriStat LLC, that's Mr. William Scott. He was presently in Central Alabama, Old Bay, AFC, Tampa, Alabama, as well as Montgomery. Shout out to L&A Lunch Service. It's funny to come forward. Another one of our sponsors. Thank you so much. WDSW Radio team members, they are talking to them as well. So we, you know, they want to give back. So we thank you so much, team members. Even though you're all here volunteering, you're still giving back in some way to make sure we have our prizes for raffle. No, you don't have to be on the line. Once I announce the winner, we'll come back. Your contact information and number, I'll make sure I connect with you. Scott, I will post it on there, and if it's your cash popped up, we got a way of sending something cash. I can send you $1, let you go, let you go, and you can get back with me. If I have your name and means of email or whatever, I will make sure I contact you. But I'm calling out. I want everybody to be checking it out so they can see us all. So it's all about making it really good. So I'm really excited about having you out. Happy hour. And I hope you have something towards you, libation, whatever it is, to have that super just enjoy. Because it's relaxing. It's having a good time. I want to give a shout out to Duke. Underscore Industry. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. Let's kind of focus on exactly our title. And whatever you want to talk about, type it in. Let me know. I like to talk about relationships. The question is, or you can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to share your thoughts, now you can just call in and listen to the show. That's what we ask you to do. So use the call-in number, not just as to chat, but as you can just listen to the show. If you want to speak, press 1, and I'll make sure that I get the line. Again, it's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll be taking you to the line. I just ask for your location. If I call out the last 4 digits of your cell telephone, then you can begin to chat whatever talk you want to talk about. Thank you so much right here. And I'm going to say, so you're the agent underscore industry. How are you, sir? I am fine. God has blessed me this year. Thank you for joining us. But make sure you get your name in for the raffle. Make sure you take advantage of all the little giveaways that we have. Today is the 5-night, 6-day Cancun, Mexico trip. We're going to take care of the hotel. Retail value of the hotel at a cost of 5 nights is $1,294. So we're going to take care of that. Now, anything that you go beyond the voucher, you are responsible. Like your amenities, your travel, all the fun you want to have, we're just going to be able to pay where you can just have somewhere to lay your head down and sleep, then you can get up and have as much fun as you want in Cancun, Mexico. Why are people so mad? I want to take an opportunity to kind of just talk about people and their emotional state they're in. See, I ultimately go as we talk on each one of our shows, especially when we talk about being in relationships. You have to work hard to make sure you are mentally well. You have to work hard to mature in your mental state. Physically, you have to work hard to make sure you are physically in state. Your state of mind, your physical state is what I'm called. If we don't take care of this temple that God left us, it will shut down. You have to work hard on your emotional state, your well-being. You want to be well emotionally. When we talk about your emotional, we talk about handling your feelings. And our title today is, why are people so mad? That they become so emotional. Why are people so emotional? You know, we're from a time frame, go back 10, 20, 30 years, basically worked on finding a home, where now was over the situation, the simple, not getting what you want at a background pattern, the third is one as quick as you want to get. All of these things are so important. Let me give a shout out to this book, BDS, join us. As well, remember, Bakerfied Baker towards the corporate. Thank you so much for supporting what we're trying to do. Again, at 5:30 hour, we're going to be giving away a trip to Cancun. 5 nights and 6 days. That's what it's going to be all about. So we're going to make sure we make you do what it is. Let's think about, as we were talking about your well-being, you have a spiritual well-being. You have to work hard on your spiritual well-being. You have to work hard understanding what God has blessed you internally with. He has blessed you with a spiritual part of you, and it's part of your inner self. You have to work hard and mature the best you can in that area. Because you need to be mature if you're going to function wholesome. And then you have financial well-being. We call it wellness. We have to work on that. We have to practice that financial wellness as possible. We have to make sure we don't put ourselves into a financial bind that becomes stressful. That might make us anxious. Might make us sad. They take away from an opportunity for us to be successful. So as we talk about why people are so mad, we think about a more of an emotional feeling. See, we can operate based on emotion and feeling and begin to forget reality is really where we need to focus on. See, having the anger, which is a normal reaction to stress. It is a normal reaction to the stress. So we have to keep that in mind that too many times people spend so much time trying to, you know, deal with all the stress that they have. But we have to always remember, we a lot of time put ourselves in stressful situations and we become distressed. See, stress comes from being busy. We may be suffering. No one will know that you're suffering. And you may be looking healthy. You may put the persona on that you're a healthy person. But when you walk out and you get among people, and all it takes one word from someone to cause you to snap. See, it's important that we try to address that part of us that is controlling how we operate emotionally, and that's feelings. We have to work hard on that. If we have struggling with it, we need to seek some type of help, whether it's a support through a counseling service, therapy, might be through a ministry, but you have to seek help so you can address some of these issues, because these distressful things that you are encountering leads you to suffer. See, it leads to some things that I might not be so positive. And one of those themes could be social isolation. See, if you can't function in society in a manner that is required for us to be successful, you may have to put yourself in a social isolation. Or at some time, at some point, it may be something that's forced because of your reaction of anger that led to put you in a deeper situation. There's a show that comes on, ID Channel, talks about snap. See, you so distressed that you may snap. And that is not a good place to be. So you have to remember that you have to work hard on the emotional wellness. Also, sometimes a loss of the regular routine. If you was used to going to the job and doing something particularly the same way at all times, then it changes, you don't know how to react. You know, unfortunately, I was watching something on our Instagram, and it was about a parking space. That was a parking space, and a young lady pulled up in the parking space, and the lady was behind us, got out of our car. This is my parking space. I park here all the time. But as the camera began to pan over the parking lot, on the other side, the lane across from where the young lady parked, which she parked in a handicapped area, parking, there was plenty of spaces. But she said, this is my park. She got so angry. She forgot about the purpose of going to that shopping center. She was focusing on that one parking space. And we have to kind of be very careful that when we're taking out of our routine, listen to me, when we have a routine of doing something, we still have to keep in mind that we have to make adjustments. So we can't let it cause distress. It can't put you in a situation where you may feel that you are suffering. You have to be able to work on that. That's why it's important that you work on emotional wellness. Focus more on reality instead of feeling. We can feel in a way we want to, but reality is life do not for everybody control just because you feel that way. See, you have to not get yourself caught. You also have a situation what you may experience when you're distressful is a increased fear. See, if you get in a situation that fear is increased, you get really emotional. Then your feelings come into play. Another thing is prolonged uncertainty. See, a lot of us can't deal with prolonged uncertainty. See, we can deal with uncertainty, something that may happen, and we can deal with it. But if it continues on and on, how do we work with that? See, we have to realize that's part of our feelings and part of our emotions. that even with an illness, if we get a diagnosis of a long term, we begin to be in that point of uncertainty, and it becomes a prolonged uncertainty. That brings about fear, and I feel that we can lash out at people because we are uncertain about what direction our life is going. We don't truly can't control everything that happened in our life, but I tell you, put your trust in our Lord and Savior. He has the plan. Follow the plan that he presents to you every night you lie down. As the 23rd Psalm saying, when I lie down in the green pasture, that's your bed that you lay down in. That way God can work you. So we have to keep that in mind. Uncertainty going to come. Fear will happen. And another thing that gets us where we are stressful and we are distressed and we may suffer is grief. See, when we encounter the loss of loved ones, when we lose someone that's dear to you, you can fall into a stressful situation, even into distress. And you can also feel a sense of suffering. But we have to also keep in mind, everyone grieves the way that's comfortable to them. When you're grieving, things are happening. Things do not stop happening. And things do happen. You have to still have to operate. So anger is a sense of distress. It's a sense of suffering. And what we have to keep in mind, anger is short term. That's why we cannot allow emotions. We can't allow our feelings to control our action. Let me give a shout out to my frat brother that's joined us in the VP of Jacobite chapter in Greenville, Alabama, none other than Anthony Stallworth. We call him Tony Touchdown Stallworth because he's a co-host of our Wednesday night sports show. And he also so proud to be a supporter through his long service. Thank you so much, Brother Stallworth. We give you a shout out often. We have iCindy29. Thank you for joining us as well. So as we understand anger, because see, our title is, Why Are People So Mad? That's the title I have presented to you. If you want to talk about relationships, it is open mic tonight. We'll be here the next 40 or 50 minutes talking about things that you want to talk about. If you want to type something in, type it in. So, Doc, let's talk about this right here. I'm good with it. Because we all, if you want to come live on Zoom, you can go to Facebook. There's a link in there. Click on the link. You can go to Instagram. There's a link. Click on that link. And you when you ask me to be admitted, I'll admit you in. And you can share your thoughts. You don't have to be on here alone, but you have that opportunity. Let's get back to this anger now. See, it's short term. And anger is normal. Somebody said, what? Yes, it is, because it does occur. It even occurs in some of the best of us. How we try to calm it down, sometimes things are stressful, and you may lash out at people. So it's normal. The problem if it goes from short term to long term. See, anger is understandable. Do you understand that we talk about why are people so mad? Why are they so angry? Is that they're under stress. They're dealing with things that we never know. But regardless of what you're dealing with, don't let it affect the other people around you. Sometimes if it becomes from short term to long term, seek out the support through counseling. And through therapy, It was through ministry. Seek out help to put you in the right position, because it is, it should not be a long-term situation. It's also about adapting. When we get angry and things don't go our way, we must adapt to it. We must change. We may have to go along to get along. See, that's why the challenges in relationships is compromise. A lot of people are not able to compromise. They always say, if it's going to be my way or the highway. Every adult that comes together, you're individual and you have individuality. So you have the opportunity to bring what you have with you to the table, but you can't get stuck on some bad habits that you may have had that you need to correct before you get into a situation or a relationship with someone. I don't care if it's on the job. I don't care if it's a romantic relationship. I don't care if it's at the church. I don't care if truly a friendship. You cannot bring those poor skills of anger to something new and expect it to change. We have to understand that. We have to be able to adapt. Again, compromise. We may agree to disagree. We both shared our opinion. We may walk away not even changing our thought process, but it should only be short term. If it goes long term, then you have a serious issue that needs to be addressed. I know we don't want to hear this, and sometimes in our community, counseling, therapy is taboo. It's a stigma. And we're losing so many of our young people in our culture because of the much needed help and support they have to have. Each generation should be able to leave something for the generation before them. Good, bad, or indifferent. Don't leave stress. Don't leave anger. Leave them the ability to adapt to what's going on. Leave them the ability to understand so they can be understood. Put them in a sense of normalcy. Don't place them in a situation where they'll be left out sometime to fend for themselves. Again, we're just talking about, yes, why people are so mad, but it is an open mic tonight. You can share your thoughts. It is happy hour. If you got some libation, get your glass of libation, a bowl of chips, and just sit back in your recliner. And then, like I said, if you want to share your point of view, you have a way it could be digital, which is through Zoom. You can go to each one of the links, each one of the social media sites. There's a link there in Zoom. Or you can call me in and verbally hear you through WBSW Radio, the intersection with number one. And the number is 347-857-4192. Press one. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lowe as we talk about the topic you want to talk about. It's open mic. It's open mic. You can talk. We're going to move forth on this. Why are people so mad? Why are people so angry? I was researching. I run across Dr. Lisa McLean. She's an MD, a psychiatrist at Henry Ford Health. And she just stated that. It's quoted. We know these two things about save countless lives. We need to care about the world around us and work toward improving it. And sometimes we need anger to help motivate us. And sometimes we do. We get so angry, we say, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go out here and play tough. I'm going to go out here and do this job. I'm going to go out here and do this because we upset it didn't go the way we wanted to go. So it's important that we understand that this is a short-term motivation for some people. When it becomes prolonged, uncontrollable, see, that is associated. I'm talking about the anger. It's associated with long-term health effects. See, that increased the risk for hypertension. And for those individuals, sometimes people don't realize hypertension come upon you when you just think of a heartaches or whatever you may encounter. The hypertension starts to build because the more the walls of the heart, the vessel are weakened, that open you up for some issues in the future. So make sure you don't allow yourself to be at risk. And also, when you're angry, you worsen your pain management. See, you're so angry, you can't, well, sometimes it's to meditate and meditate about that pain you have. But if you're angry, that perpetuates that pain. That pain continues and insistently get harder, get tougher, pain, more pain come out. When you sit around and you're angry because things didn't go the way you thought it would. Life is not meant to everything go like you want without working. Increase anxiety. See, that's what anger brings about in each and every one of us. Anxiety. We have an anxiety attack. Just cause something triggered when you're so angry about things didn't go the way. Weaken your immune system. You know, we're still in the pandemic. Some people say it's over with, but we still have people that are being infected and being out of the game for 5 to 7 days, 7 days, and sometimes longer than that. You know, I call myself, I'm jumping on it, and it was time to get that up, that second booster shot. I took my second one. That makes number four, and it didn't work well. I didn't work well. I was for 6, 7, 8 days up until the day where I'm feeling a little bit better. I even had a couple shows. This is the third show of the week, but I still, the body had to go through a process when I took it. Give a shout out to Charlie's Angel. Thank you so much, Charlie, for taking time to be a part of it. So it can weaken your system, and the booster shot is to improve the immune system so you can deal with COVID and so on. So that was something. Headache did come into play when I took that booster shot. But as you know, the new booster shot includes taking some sense of the first Omicron that we encounter and putting it in there to see how your body's going to react to it. So it's so important that we don't allow prolonged anger to be detrimental to ourselves and to people around us. We want you to be a part of the show. You can go to each one of the sites, the media sites, and click on the Zoom link, and you can be a part of it. Or you can just go to WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, and you can call in, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. And the process is, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. And that way, you know, you can share your thoughts. I'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell. Once I make you live, then you can chat with Dr. Norman B. Smith on whatever you, it's open mic. We're at 540 now. And we said we're going to make sure we get ready to raffle off this 5-night. Let me get it right, because I don't want to sell our sponsors short. 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. The retail value of the hotel, which we're going to be paying for through this voucher, is $1,294. we're about to raffle that off. So I want you, if you haven't sent me your name, I'm going to give you this opportunity to send me your name at this time. You can type it on pretty much on the screen you have for whatever is Zeta, Fire Sigma, Gleamer 110 on Instagram or on Facebook to make sure we get that. Thank you so much, Charlie's Angel, you know. You have to get some of that herbal tea from the vitamin shop. Thank you so much. Thank you for praying. Thank you. But you can type in your name. Let me know you want to be a part so I can write it down, flip it off, and put it in the raffle, which we're about to do in about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm giving people three. Or you can email it to me. I'm able to see where the emails come in, and you can email it to me at Lorenza, that's LORENZAD, as in David, Smith, SMITH, 15, all of this together. Lorenza D. Smith, 15, at gmail.com. We'll give you 2 or 3 minutes. I want to give a shout out again to our sponsors and the supporters. First, I'll go and start those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Their sponsors, their supporters. Also, want to give a shout out to the WDSW Radio, the Internet. Internet station, we're number one team of members who are helping, supporting, donating, coming up with gifts and vouchers and prizes and so on in our giveaway. Give a shout out to LNA Lawn Service in Central Alabama. Thank you so much, Mr. Star Wars, for doing that and being a part of it. And then I shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. He's a consulting firm that works with government agencies. A lot of the money that's come out recently within the pandemic, he's working with those organizations, especially in the Black Belt. Some of our governments don't have access to some things. He works with them. So he's doing an awesome job with his team of individuals, and that's TriStat LLC. Has offices in Selma, Alabama, along with Montgomery. So, Mr. Scott, thank you so much for doing. And he's my main supporter of these trips. He's the main sponsor of these trips. Again, I want to hold up the voucher. This is a voucher. What you do if you win and I send you this, what you do is call the activation number. They'll tell you there are some tax, some fees that have to be paid. Just remember, the retail cost of this 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico, is $1,294. And that's for 5 nights. You're going to get a hotel. You got to take care of your travels there. But once you activate, you have 18 months to work it out. And after the 18 months over it, it'll just go back, a trip that we sponsored. But you didn't take advantage of the opportunity. So this is the voucher right here. I'm showing it because we're about to raffle it off. And if I don't have your name, if I don't have your Cash App, I don't have your, because we ask for a meaning of transaction, because we give what we call love offerings. You need to have one of those. Prefer your name. And if you have a means of transaction attached to that, like Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and or Zelle, we will use that because we're going to be sending love offerings to you in 2023. We're excited to be giving away these many prizes. We also have books from authors who've been on the show. We want to give away books as well that we purchase from them. And making sure we have gift cards. We have gas vouchers. We have food vouchers. We're giving away. We will be sending you a love offer. We just need to get a means of transaction. Right now, before I have to go and get ready to raffle it off, I'm looking at the email to make sure. May have sent me one while we was doing all this talking. And then we'll see exactly. You know, right now, I don't see anyone now. I don't see anyone typing in on the board. We will give a shout out to Rosalind. Rosalind Duncan, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Any more individuals want to get your name to me, especially if you're on the board, type it. If not, email it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I'm going to put you into the Ralph Clark so we can shake it up. The ball will shake it up. We're going to pull a name out. Thank you so much. Jennifer Jackson, which is Charlie's Angel, just sent me one, and I want to write it down so I can get her in there because she wants to be a part of it. Thank you so much, Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson, thank you so much. Along with her email, thank you so much, and I'm going to put that on here as well. And if you have a Cash App or a Venmo or a PayPal, send it to me as well. You can email it to me, so I'm writing her down so we can get ready to put her in the pouch as well. We want to make sure we get everybody in here so everybody get a chance to be a part of this. So we're going to give away this trip. This could be you. And we have given away, this will be our 10th trip that we have given away this year. So we want to make sure we provide you an opportunity on behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and the team is working hard, and it's pretty much through volunteers. They work, and they're remotely coming in, sharing the thoughts they have, being experts, and just being individuals that's learning. We are learning from each other. So we truly, truly want to thank each and every one. All right, we got about 1 minute. I need to see if there are any others. You can call in or you can email me. I'll be taking those individual names that wants to be a part of this. Let me make sure I have the right email up here. Yes, I got one up. So if you want to be a part of the raffle, we're going to get one. I'm just going to step away. Like I said, I showed you what it was so I can get the container. So we can be able to shake it up. See, I'm here with you. We shake it up so we can make it do what it do this afternoon. Seeing someone going to win that trip, they'll make sure they can enjoy the holiday celebration, which would have been in during the holiday season. But you can, once you win it, you can book it for the next holiday. We just want to be able to give you an opportunity to be a part of what we're trying to do. I want to thank you for being listening. Thank you for listening to us, taking time to check, call in. Thank you so much. We have 5 years on our belt as of September the 27th of 2017. We are excited to get that fifth year. Now we're working on number six. Again, this is a 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. What we're doing is we're paying for the hotel at a retail value of $1,294 for those 5 nights. You'll be able to have that fee and tax that goes along with your travel day. So we're about to raffle it off, and I see that Jennifer Jackson just gave me her Cash App. Thank you so much, Jennifer, and I'm going to step down before we get off. We're getting ready to make this happen. So we'll just kind of let you know that it's all about giving it back. Always give it back to you because you took time to be a part of what we're trying to do. We're just trying to provide you with something a little different through social media, through Pinterest. And we're excited because we think this is the only social media platform that includes all of the internet. We're linked to all of it, including Zoom, WPSW Radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Then we go back to our availability on the episodes on LinkedIn, public. Then we got a YouTube television. We come back on. We want that to be available. So we're getting ready. It is 5:50. We See, that is a response with aggression. When they're frustrated, when they're stressed, when they're losing control, when they're fearful, it lasts out. That's aggression. And what you have to do, you have to be able to manage your anger and your aggression. And to be the way that you can manage your anger and sometimes your aggression. You know, you have to stop. Stop and start thinking about it. I always tell everybody the story about when I was a administrator for well over 20, 25 years of my career. I can remember that it was important that I talked to my team that he may have anger or had aggression towards someone else or put themselves in a situation that they come to office. No matter what went down, I always tell them, I want you to take about 8 seconds to think about what went down. What happened? Where was wrong? You have 8 seconds. So your mind was pretty fast. The purpose of that is to get you to stop, to settle down. It gets you to take a break and think about, what did I do? How did I put myself in this situation? It gives you the 8-second rule. Try that. When something happens, you get so angry, you just take a minute and think about it. 8 seconds, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it. Because if I don't, I may go over and step somewhere I want to be. Make sure when you're angry, you observe what's going on. Observe what's going on. Don't just react because that's how you see. That's what it is. Perceive thoughtfully. See, that's about 8 seconds. You're going to perceive softly. You're not just going to get angry. You're going to think about it. Even if you're angry, you ask, yes, think about it. You calm down. You know, the blood pressure will you know, be so high. You relax and just in your mind think about what's going on. That's soft. The next thing is think before you speak. But communication, effective communication is very important in life. Not only just a relationship, but everything we encounter is all about a relationship. Because you're dealing with two people, that two people dealing with each other, and you have to be able to think before you speak. One of the most effective communication devices that you can use in any kind of situation where you might be mad is that you need to take a minute to think. The 8-second rule to think before you say something. Because in the heat of the moment, whatever you say, you truly will regret. You will truly regret that you said it. And a lot of times people don't look at it that way. They'll tell you they don't care, but when they go and have time to think about it, they start thinking, well, man, I shouldn't have went that way. I shouldn't have said that. Because we all have to operate with a self-worth ourselves. Once you calm down after being so upset using the 8-second rule, express your concerns. That's the best way to handle a situation. But if you pop off and don't think before you speak, you're going to have a problem. Get some exercise. If you're so angry, you need to step out. You may need to do something. You need to walk. You may need to do something to get yourself to calm down. Because that's ultimate. It's almost being like a timeout. Take a timeout from the situation. Step away from it so you can get yourself in a situation where you can function and make the right decision. Identify a possible solution. There's a solution to every problem that comes about. You have to come up, be able to identify. Sometimes you might need help to identify, especially if you're mad and angry and it prolongs for a long time, then you might need somebody else to help you with a solution. You may need to seek counseling. You may be able to seek a therapist. You need to go do some counseling through ministry. You may have to do some things, but you may have to seek on your solution. Don't hold grudges. Too many people hold grudges against others. You know, we have a lot going on in our country now. And I think a lot of it is some people think it's just people just outright anger. First thing they say, oh, well, the pandemic. People was functioning, doing things that are happening now before the pandemic. So what are we going to blame it on then? What was happening before the pandemic? Some people held grudges of people and still holding grudges of people. We went months without seeing each other, and almost a year in some cases, and people still holding grudges of what happened before. So you're mad. You're angry. And I think when you start holding, and I feel that, when you start holding grudges, you're fearful of what the results may be. You're fearful of the truth. Let me get a shout out to Jim. Tom Kowalski. Thank you. Thank you, Tom Kowalski. Thank you so much. Jim, one of our hosts with the most true supporter. Thank you, Jim, for taking time. That's Ms. Lisa Levine. Thank you so much, Jim. Use humor to release your tension. You know, I saw something happen, and I can relate it to my own personal life with my dad. My dad owned a janitorial service, and he worked with a lot of people, a lot of comforts and everything before he eventually retired. And he had some workers, and they'll be sometimes they'd be so angry, they come there angry, and he always tell a joke. He'll say something in a humorous manner that made you really think about it. But it makes you forget about what you're angry about. And that was one of his specialties. I give him credit for truly, truly holding to that, to the time he transitioned. He was still telling jokes. He still had humor. Even in the situation he was in. He was in the life stage for months. He still tell joke. Many of the people I know, even only show that knows him. You know, he will always tell a joke. He will always have some humor for you. And he never breaks a smile. Don't laugh. He just tell you the joke. He tell you some humor to make you relax so you can be comfortable with whatever situation that's going on. Because whatever's going on with you, no one will know it until you show act to the point where people will see your action. We have to always keep that in mind. The next thing we truly want to kind of look at is that we want to be able to see some strategies. What are some strategies to deal with truly with people that's mad and angry? You know, what are some of the strategies? What exactly is going on with those individuals? You know, they truly, truly need some help. And sometimes your laughter will help them make it through. Will give them the power to make it through. And that's the key thing here, having the power to make it through. So as you become overly aggressive, become angry, these strategies will help you to handle. And they broke them down into three main approaches. The three main approaches are expressing. See, when we can't express ourselves, we get angry. If somebody's sharing something and they're factual about it, we allow our emotion to come in. Well, I feel like it, but the facts say different. So if we're not able to put ourselves in a point where we can express ourselves, we can become angry. So if we're able to express ourselves, maybe if the facts are there, maybe we need to go look at the facts. And once we look at the facts, we'll be able to express ourselves at a level that we both can hear what we're saying and what each other is saying. Suppression. See, people bad about suppressing things. I know myself personally, just holding stuff back and because you don't want to hurt the other individual's feelings, you know. But in reality, you're hurting each other by not telling them. You know, I'll go back to my dad one more time. He had he was a deacon. He was a head deacon at the church. And it was a guy, one of the young deacons, and people would just complain about the blow of the inner self from the mouth area. And people would be laughing and joking. And he finally pulled a young man to the side and said, "Let me give you this minute. I need you to work on that because it is protruding out too much." He didn't say it in a manner. Everybody else was laughing and joking about the guy, but he told the guy, he said, "If I wasn't your friend, I couldn't be able to tell you that." See, you got to remember now, your friend going to work with you when you not able to express like you need to express. Your friend going to work with you when you're trying to suppress things. In a relationship, when you're in a romantic relationship, your mate should be that sponge, but also that person to help you express what you need to express and also help you to come out of suppression, along with lead toward calmness. Walking away and screaming and shouting or just literally going places away, it is fine to walk away from it. But you still have to live with that person. So to get to calmness is already where you're able to practice with that person. See, when you're expressing your anger, feeling in a assertive and aggressive manner, it is nothing but some people say you're expressing anger. But it is the healthiest way to do. You can't express the anger unless you have to be able to say it. That's important that we're to keep that in mind. You never should put yourself in a situation where you hurt someone just because you're so angry. You're being so assertive. That's not aggressive. That's assertive. It'll help you. It'll help the way to express it. Not aggressive, assertive. And quickly, we're going to touch on some major steps or to deal with the anger, because a lot of us have anger. And it was titled, "Why Are People So Mad?" They're angry. They're stressed. And they need help. And we're going to look at how you can manage that and work toward recovery. See, we have to recover from things that we're going to, because anger is something that's emotionally and physically, mentally hurting you. See, one of the things you need to attend an anger management class. It's amazing when we come out, we have children, and they're very angry. The first thing they say, well, we need to put to the anger management class. Adults can go into anger management class, too. We can go in there, too. Because I always say, if you never address the problem of the situation as a child, you will bring that situation as an adult. If you are so aggressive as a child, you're going to be aggressive as an adult. And then it's bringing about when you don't get it the way you want to get it, you get angry. So you got to be able to manage your anger. That way you can be successful. It's never too late. See, have a plan. So you got to have a plan for how you will handle anger. What is your plan? Because we have access to all the technology, all the things we have now, I don't think people want to put plans together. We just want to do it because we can do it. Yeah, you have the right to do it, but put a plan together. Don't be afraid to have a plan of action. Work your plan. That way you'll be. If you know you have that problem managing your anger, you want to recover, you got to work the plan that you have put in place, or maybe someone else put in place for you. Learn from individual in recovery. who's already mastered their anger. If you notice in the various agencies that deal with various types of addiction, they put you with someone once they go through a 12-step program, which is a plan. We have to be in those kind of plans so we can manage our anger. Learn from somebody who's been able to manage their anger. Never take action based on anger. Never. Because the consequence is not going to be in your favor. Don't get so angry that you get let it become a physical, emotional, mental thing. See, you can be abused not only physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. See, these are well-being. You can be abused in all of them. Learn to meditate. That might be the 8-second rule. Start off with 8 seconds. I'm going to take a step back and think about it. Meditate on it. That's meditation. We're not saying you sit there and you do like what you may see in the movies and all this, but you take an opportunity to meditate. Count to 10 before you speak. Count. Here I am. 8-second rule. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. 1,004, 1,005, 1,006, 1,007, 1,008, 1,009, 1,010. 10 seconds right there. Develop a self-compassion. You have to be able to be compassionate enough. Develop it from self. See, everything goes back to self. It's so important. So we're in the point where we understand anger is so important. It does so many things to your well-being. Focus on bettering yourself through your well-being, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. This is how you deal with anger. Put a plan into place. Create a strategy that works best for you. If not, seek help to help you deal with it. We have a lot of people angry, mad. If it's you, work on it. Have a plan of action. Don't focus so much on the problem. Focus on the solution. That's what I'm asking. This is open mic, happy hour. Hopefully you had something that you could swivel on. I did. We gave away our trip tonight. We were so glad to come before you. We are excited. I want to thank each and every one of you all. Make sure I get the information in regards to, if I don't have it, send all the name along with one of those means of transactions to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let us work for you and not against you. We want to make sure we provide an opportunity to let you be interactive and part of this program. Whether you're just online or whether you just want to connect, you want to email, you want to direct message on Facebook, you want to do something to connect, we're all about making sure we help one another. It's happy hour. If you're out at happy hour, enjoy yourself. Do what you think is best for you, but make sure you don't put yourself and your family in a bad situation. Because you're there. Drink and drive. Get home safe. Have an awesome rest of the night and weekend. As we close out, I want to tell you, God has blessed us with so many opportunities. You know, we just want to be able to give you a clap, a hand clap to say thank you for what you have done. Something a lot you've done as well. So we want to make sure we can do that. We want to be able to hand clap you and say, job well done. want to make sure you know I love you from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for love, which is for understanding. The four is love and understanding. Don't carry those grudges. Don't be so angry. Don't be so aggressive. Don't say I had to fight my life and do all this stuff. And you have a demeanor that is one of anger, overly aggressive, become disrespectful. These are the kind of things you don't want to do. Hashtag, we got this over here. It's a mindset. And truly, as I close out, see, God has blessed us to just be excited about just being before you and sharing some things. Because, see, I love you. I truly love you. But I'm saying, like I always close it out, but I want to do this first, is share with you.
Yeah.